USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Getting close to a vaccine. Drug maker Pfizer announced Monday that early data from analysis of their coronavirus vaccine shows that it's more than 90% effective in preventing infections. While further analysis is needed and trials are still ongoing, Dr. Anthony Fauci called it excellent news. The director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases told CNN it will be an important step in controlling the virus.
There's still some questions about, you know, the durability of the effect, about whether how effective it is in the elderly versus younger people. But the bottom line is, as a vaccine, it's more than 90% effective, which is extraordinary and will play a major role in what the outcome of this is going to be.
The United States passed 10 million COVID cases on Monday, with infection rates rising in more than 40 states. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the My Pillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the My Pillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Utah's governor has declared a state of emergency in response to rising numbers of coronavirus cases in his state. Governor Gary Herbert issued a statewide mask mandate, saying they were the best way to slow the spread.
Masks do not negatively affect our economy, and wearing them is the easiest way to slow the spread of the virus. Experts tell us that masks do not cause a shortage of oxygen to your brain or cause disease. We cannot afford to debate this issue any longer.
For the next 2 weeks, Utahns are also banned from hosting social gatherings with people from outside of their household, and high school sports and extracurricular activities are suspended. Utah is seeing more than 2,000 new COVID cases a day, with a record high of 2,987 recorded last Friday. And promising news on a COVID vaccine pushed stocks higher on Monday. The Dow climbed 834 points to close on its biggest one-day gain in 5 months, adding 2.9%. The S&P 500 added 1.2%, and the NASDAQ fell 1.5%. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Both of Georgia's senators are calling on the state's Secretary of State to resign, citing the handling of the 2020 election. Tim Berg has more on Georgia's vote counting process from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Georgia Lieutenant Governor Jeff Duncan on Monday said his office has yet to receive any reports of credible incidents of systematic voter disenfranchisement from the state's attorneys general or secretary of state. Joe Biden leads President Trump in the Peach State by about 10,000 votes, and a recall is inevitable. Regarding voter fraud, Georgia's Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger, says,
"We are going to find that people did illegally vote. That's going to happen. There are going to be double voters. There are going to be people who did not have the qualifications of a registered voter to vote in this state. That will be found. Is it 10,353? Unlikely. But every election, as I've said, I think every day at this podium, is imperfect."
From the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Housing and Urban Development Secretary Dr. Ben Carson tested positive for the coronavirus Monday after experiencing symptoms that led him to get a test. He was briefly hospitalized at Walter Reed Medical Center, but has been released and is recovering at home. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows also tested positive for the virus over the weekend, and both men had attended an election night party at the White House last week. And the New England Patriots held off the New York Jets on Monday Night Football 30-27. The Patriots scored 13 unanswered points in the fourth quarter, including a 51-yard Nick Folk field goal with 2 seconds left to seal the win. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.